Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Nice Tuesday afternoon. Temps in the middle 80s. Austin will be getting into the weather forecast and also the five-day forecast. That will be coming up in just a few minutes. But right now, let's take a look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Well, if the government shuts down tonight, there is a possibility the Blue Angels schedule might be affected. During the 2013 government shutdown, the Navy grounded the Blues for the remainder of that season. Lawmakers have until midnight tonight to come to an agreement on a spending bill. Failure to reach a resolution would impact tens of thousands of Floridians.
Number two.
And forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say Cat 1 Imelda is pushing winds of 80 miles per hour and is centered 250 miles east of Cape Canaveral, moving away from the U.S. coastline. Coastal flooding is possible from Florida's Space Coast to North Carolina's Outer Banks. Hurricane Hunter flights are scheduled again today to monitor the system. The Gulf of America will continue to remain calm.
Number three.
Innovative Transport and Logistics Solutions has agreed to pay the nearly $500,000 fuel bill it owes Escambia County. ITL officials say the company had been authorized to use county fuel for its vehicles. However, County Administrator Wes Marino said covering ITL's fuel cost was not part of that contract. ITL has agreed to pay the bill by Friday. The company's contract is set to expire this afternoon.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, ahead of tonight's potential government shutdown, Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says the Republicans have done their job when it comes to preparing for a possible shutdown.
Well, we've got until midnight tonight. The Republicans in the House, we've done our job. We sent over a very simple 24-page bill that simply extends the operation of the government's budget until the 21st of November.
Well, Patronis says the language used in the Democrats' proposal borders on extremely questionable items.
They're very misleading. So the language they have got basically says would extend health care benefits, but essentially it captures illegal aliens that are in the United States being eligible for health care. So what's happened is this play here allows blue states like a California and New York, it allows them to go and count these bodies in their Medicaid totals to draw down dollars in order to make them fungible for other purposes in those states. It's just fraught with exploitation, and we have told them, look, we hear you. Let's go back to the drawing board if there's a new way you want to look at this, but we're not going to fund illegals. The Democrats are not being forthcoming because the bill right before them right now is clean.
Hundreds of thousands of essential workers would be told to come to work without pay. Now, all government employees are guaranteed back pay once they return to work, while federal contractors not guaranteed to get that money. It is already 515 News Radio 92.3 and Austin Price. Checking out the weather and local traffic together.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Little Theater. You can get your tickets now for the epic gothic musical thriller Jekyll and Hyde running through October 5th. You can also get those tickets at PLT Box Office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Worst looking spot, though, is going to be if you are traveling southbound on Three Mile Bridge trying to head into Gulf Breeze. We had an accident in Gulf Breeze earlier this afternoon that was really causing some congestion, and there's still a heavy wave on Three Mile Bridge, so be on the lookout for that. Last major spot is Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard heading towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 87, low of 70. Thursday, high of 86, low of 67, and we'll see some rainfall chances as we get into the weekend. Now, we do have a winner.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to get around to that.
Yeah, about time. We do have a winner for today's pair of tickets to Florida State Miami.
All right.
And let me tell you something. This individual has some pretty darn good luck because, Chris, they've already won tickets this season. They have won again. Their name is Don Milton. They won tickets to Florida State and East Texas A&M. Mind you, this is randomly drawn. They just won a pair of tickets to Florida State, Miami.
What we need to do is get with this person and go buy some lottery tickets.
Yes.
That's what we need to do.
Don, if you can text into our text line and let us know what convenience stores you shop at.
Absolutely.
And do you shop at a Publix by chance? That's typically where a lot of those lottery tickets come in. But you are our winner of Florida State, Miami. You are Tuesday's winner for the pair of tickets there, and I will get in touch with you.
That's great.
Yeah, I'll get in touch with you. I've already got your number saved, so I'll get in touch with you pretty quick. But once again, congrats to Don Milton from Pensacola.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Another winner on News Radio 92.3. Congrats to Don. Florida's minimum wage went up to $14 today. Economist Dr. Ken Johnson says the bump should lead more motivated and productive workers, but
does have potential to be inflationary locally in terms of you'll see a boost in incomes, which will create more spendable money, which we will go out and spend and drive prices up.
Okay, the state's minimum wage has increased $1 per year since 2021.
And this is a very bizarre story. A man under arrest after nearly two dozen cats were found inside his car parked at a Clearwater Starbucks. Phew. Authorities say the felines were malnourished and in cages that were covered in waste. Two dead cats were also discovered in the 2004 Ford Focus. Patrick Hallman was his name, charged with felony and misdemeanor animal cruelty. The cats were taken to Pinellas County Animal Services for treatment.
They need to check his lungs out. Being with those cats for so long.
I mean, my goodness.
How did he breathe in that? And that Focus, Ford Focus, is little cars.
Well, and where did he get almost two dozen cats anyway?
The questions arise. Okay, a location to house President Trump's official library has been chosen here in Florida. Eben Brown, down in Miami with the story.
A three-member panel of the Florida Cabinet has voted to grant a piece of land in downtown Miami to be used for the Donald J. Trump Presidential Library. It's located next to Miami's iconic Freedom Tower near Biscayne Bay and the Miami Heat's home arena. A message posted on X by President Trump's son Eric says the library will be a new high-rise structure added to the Miami skyline. Presidential libraries often host artifacts and records from an administration and often function as public museums. President Obama's library in Chicago is still under construction. President Biden's records are currently held by the National Archives, and plans for a dedicated building have yet to be made. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 519 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the golden rule given to us in Scripture is given in the context of prayer? Matthew chapter 7, verse number 12 gives us the golden rule. The Bible there says, "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." Just previous to this verse in Matthew 7 are instructions that we are to ask, seek, and knock through prayer, and the Lord will provide good things. So understanding that the golden rule is given in the context of prayer, the question is, do you pray for others like you would want them to pray for you? Are you in a situation where you need God to provide for you in a huge way? I suggest that you not only ask, seek, and knock for your needs, but that you ask, seek, and knock for the needs of others, and then marvel at how God not only meets their needs, but yours as well.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Getting out of the military, I was missing this camaraderie.
It's frustrating when you try and talk to people that don't understand.
I would be talking, but I wasn't there with them. You just feel so alone.
I still had the anger, I still had the addictions, but we didn't talk about that.
Came to a point where it's like, okay, I really need to talk to somebody about this.
Family more or less encouraged me, you know, go to the VA, you're a veteran, see what they can do to help you.
When you have family, friends, when you have the facilities like the VA and the Vet Center, it gives me, it gives others encouragement to keep moving forward.
It's okay to go get help. It's okay to talk to people, because it takes true strength to ask for help.
Talking with other veterans was the best method for learning the roadmap to success.
Hear veterans' real stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
National stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3. So you're looking for a job. The market's prime for this, folks. Another sign that the job market continues to hold up. Here's Jenny Casola.
Job creation was stronger than expected on the last business day of August. The Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 7.2 million openings. The previous month was revised higher, also to 7.2 million. There were fewer job openings in construction and federal government. Total separations from jobs decreased in accommodation and food services, arts, entertainment, and recreation, but increased in state and local government, excluding education. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
Well, it was a kind of a mixed type of market today, by the way. 524, News Radio 92.3. Let's take a look at the numbers. Hillary Barsky's in.
Stocks gaining steam before the closing bell and ending higher on the last trading day of the month and quarter as a potential government shutdown looms. Stocks finishing the month and quarter with gains, with the Dow notching its fifth straight positive quarter, defying September's weak history. Shares of Pfizer jumped 7% after President Trump said that the pharma giant will cut the price of all of its prescription drugs sold to Medicaid and will introduce all new prescription drugs at a most favored nation price. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Merck, and Amgen. The Dow declined. Miners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Salesforce. The Dow rising 82 points for its eighth record close of the year. The Nasdaq up 69. S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. We gave away some tickets last hour, too. Who was the winner on those tickets?
Yes.
Was it to PLT, the Pensacola Little Theater?
Yes, the winner of those tickets was a fellow named Marcus. He's won with us before.
All right, Marcus.
If memory serves me, I don't want to put words in his mouth, I believe he's an LSU guy.
The winners play on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, everybody's winning today. But yes, congrats to Marcus for those Pensacola Little Theater
right,
tickets
Marcus.
Last hour. Yes.
Go Tigers.
Looking at the roads here, got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some busy intersections here, Mobile Highway, Blue Angel Parkway, that intersection giving us some trouble. Same can be said for Palafox Street and Burgess Road. But your worst looking spot is far away, going to be 3 Mile Bridge, traveling southbound, heading into Gulf Breeze. It has been giving us trouble all afternoon. And another spot that we're seeing give us some problems are Avalon Boulevard. This is just as you're coming over the water, traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze Parkway. That is near the Tiger Point area. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Next few days, looking like sunny, mostly clear, and highs only in the mid-80s or so. And then as we get into your weekend, we're going to see some rainfall chances slowly creep in.
Okay, talk to me. What's the the problem on the 3 Mile? What's going on? Is it in Gulf Breeze? Is that the problem?
Yeah, if you are trying to head into Gulf Breeze from 3 Mile Bridge, yes, that is where you're going to encounter that huge wave of congestion, and it came from an accident reported early last hour.
Okay, and I want to ask you not to look over your left shoulder this hour because traffic is starting to build up on the transition from the 110 freeway to Davis Highway, but we'll talk about that
as it tends to
in
do.
The next report coming down. Hey, Hurricane Imelda is moving eastward away from the U.S. out there into the Atlantic. Hurricane Umberto is also building up. No factor there. Haley Meyer, she's in Bermuda this afternoon with the latest conditions on News Radio 92.3.
The Atlantic Tropics has been active over the last couple of weeks, first with Hurricane Umberto, a Category 5, the second time we've had a Category 5 yet this hurricane season. We haven't seen something like that happen since the Great Depression. Umberto now sliding to the northeast of Bermuda, bringing tropical storm force wind gusts at times, heavy rain. But the bigger threat is Imelda. Imelda forming over the Bahamas, becoming a hurricane, and now moving further north along the Florida coast before getting yanked out to the east towards Bermuda. Bermuda could be dealing with a direct landfall. Hurricane force wind gusts on the order of 100 miles per hour, all possible. In addition, we've also tracking out some very heavy rain at times. In Bermuda, Haley Meyer, Fox Weather.
All right. And a new government website will allow Americans to purchase certain drugs at a discounted price. President Trump unveiled the website at the White House earlier today, saying Americans have been paying the highest drug prices for years. The president also announced a deal with Pfizer to lower drug prices.
Okay, New Jersey Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mikey Sherrill. She's under a lot of pressure to release her records from her time at the Naval Academy. Why? Her alleged involvement in a cheating scandal.
Uh-oh.
And she wants to be the next governor of New Jersey. Brian Yunis has the report.
Republican Jack Cittarelli releasing a new ad implicating Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill of being involved in the 1994 cheating scandal. Last week, Sherrill, a veteran Navy pilot, admitted that she was barred from walking at her graduation because of the scandal. Now, she says she did not cheat, but was punished for not snitching on her classmates. Cittarelli says Sherrill should prove it by releasing her records from her time at the academy. On a separate issue entirely, Sherrill's unredacted private military service records were released to the public, leaking her social security number and her family's personal information. The National Archives says it was an error by a low-level technician who released it to an ally of Cittarelli.
Another active day in the Windy City. More people are facing federal charges after any ICE protest outside the Broadview ICE facility just outside of Chicago. Mike Toman on the streets, and it's active.
There's a helicopter right there on this building, and that helicopter has just inserted snipers for the protection of all these federal agents entering the building. What they are after, six particular individuals associated with Trend Aragua. They say these individuals are responsible for dealing in guns, long guns and handguns, as well as drugs. The helicopter is now just taken off. This is really an unprecedented show of federal force. Almost 300 agents coming to get control of this building and the people inside.
All right, Mortgage News Daily reporting those rates on the 30-year fixed mortgage standing 6.38%, same as yesterday. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.90%. We have got some sports to talk about coming up in 5 minutes. Thanks for listening. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm John Zossier. Congress looking at a midnight deadline to fund the government or see a partial shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says if the government runs out of funding, the blame is on the GOP.
Democrats do not want a shutdown. We stand ready to work with Republicans to find a bipartisan compromise, and the ball's in their court.
Democrats are looking to restore over $1 trillion in Medicaid funding, while House Republicans are backing a bill to keep the spending at current levels. The Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vogt on the Fox Business Network says,
the takeaway for the American people is that we are on the brink of a government shutdown that is caused entirely by Democrats based on their outrageous demands.
Vogt promised mass firing of government employees if the shutdown happens. The deadline midnight Eastern tonight. Vice President J.D. Vance says he does expect the government to shut down. America's listening to Fox News.
We'll be right back.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino, your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. So far, Aaron Glenn has been all talk. Glenn said just last week that these aren't the same old Jets. Well, through four games, New York is constantly unprepared, and the Jets play a sloppy and undisciplined brand of football while failing to win a single game so far this season. So it's time for Aaron Glenn to stop talking big, because right now he's failing miserably. I'm Zach Gelb.
Chumba Casino brings nonstop fun straight to your screen. Anytime, anywhere. Explore hundreds of games like slots, blackjack, and instant scratch-style cards. Sign up to unlock your free welcome bonus and daily login bonuses, and enjoy your chance at exciting prizes without spending a thing. Just click, play, and enjoy the ride. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
A long time ago, whoa, bitty, bitty, pretty one, I've been watching you grow. Whoa, 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 whoa.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Bitty, bitty, pretty one, come on, talk to me. Lovey, dovey, lovey one, come on, sit on my knee.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, if the government does shut down tonight, there is a possibility that a Blue Angel schedule might be affected. During the 2013 government shutdown, the Navy grounded the Blues for the remainder of that season. And lawmakers have until midnight tonight to come to an agreement on a spending bill. Failure to reach a resolution would impact tens of thousands of Floridians.
Number two.
Okay, forecasters at the National Hurricane Center saying Cat 1 Imelda is pushing winds of 80 miles per hour this afternoon, centered 250 miles east of Cape Canaveral, moving away from the U.S. coastline. Coastal flooding is possible from Florida's Space Coast to North Carolina's Outer Banks. Now, Hurricane Hunter flights actually in the air right now, monitoring the system. Gulf of America will continue to remain calm.
Number three.
And Innovative Transport and Logistics Solutions has agreed to pay the nearly $500,000 fuel bill that it owes Escambia County. ITL officials said the company had been authorized to use county fuel for its vehicles. County Administrator Wes Moreno said covering ITL's fuel costs was not part of the contract. ITL has agreed to pay the bill by Friday. The company's contract is set to expire today.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Ahead of tonight's potential government shutdown, Northwest Florida Congressman Jimmy Patronis says the Republicans, well, they've done their job when it comes to preparing for that shutdown.
Well, we've got until midnight tonight. The Republicans in the House, we've done our job. We sent over a very simple 24-page bill that simply extends the operation of the government's budget until the 21st of November.
Well, Patronis says the Democrats are playing a game that could result in serious consequences.
There's some concerns that the Democrats are wanting to get accomplished in the Senate, and the concerns they've got are not pressing, so Schumer has just gotten obsessed with trying to do some type of a power play. And there's some dynamics right now happening in New York. You know, he has not come out and supported Mondami. You've got fractures in the Democratic Party, and he is the highest-ranking Democrat in the nation right now. So it's a hot mess for him. I think he's trying to do everything he can to save face. Unfortunately, it's at the expense of the American public and their own juvenile abilities not to be able to get their job done that they're paid to do.
Well, hundreds of thousands of essential workers could be told to come to work without pay. All government employees are guaranteed back pay once they do return to work. Federal contractors not guaranteed to get that money.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Monday night football wins for the Dolphins and the Broncos. Good morning, I'm Jared Max.
Here's Harvey. All alone, touchdown Broncos.
On ABC, Denver quarterback Bo Nix completed 29 of 42 passes for 326 yards and two touchdowns along with an interception. The Broncos dominated the Bengals in Denver 28-3. Broncos racked up 512 yards on offense compared to only 159 for Cincinnati. Both teams are now 2-2. First game last night in Miami Gardens, Florida, where the Dolphins beat the Jets 27-21. Miami improved its record to 1-3, but lost wide receiver Tyreek Hill to a dislocated knee in the third quarter. Hill carted off the field. It's expected he's going to miss the rest of this season. Miami running back Devon Achane ran for 99 yards and a touchdown. The Jets dropped to 0-4 under first-year head coach Aaron Glenn. No Jets coach has started his career 0-5. Sunday, the Jets will be home against the Cowboys. Week number 5 kicks off in 2 nights in Los Angeles. The Rams will host the 49ers. Baseball playoffs begin today. Quadruple header in the wild card round. Best of 3-game series. To advance, teams need to only win 2 games. First game today, 1 p.m. Eastern time in Cleveland. The Guardians host the Tigers. 2 hours later in Chicago, the Cubs host the Padres. 6 o'clock Eastern, Red Sox at the Yankees. 9 o'clock Eastern, Dodgers home versus the Reds. 3 managers were relieved of their jobs Monday. The Giants said goodbye to Bob Melvin. The Twins fired Rocco Baldelli. And the Rangers announced that the team and manager Bruce Bochy had mutually agreed to part ways. The Mets are keeping Carlos Mendoza as their manager. WNBA deciding Game 5 in the semifinals tonight in Las Vegas. Whoever wins between the Aces and the Indiana Fever will advance to the WNBA Finals against the Phoenix Mercury. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And former Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler serving a 4-day jail sentence. He pleaded guilty to drinking and driving in Franklin, Tennessee last October. Cutler is also required to pay a $350 fine, and he will be on unsupervised probation for 1 year and must attend a DUI safety class.
The Minnesota Wild announcing that it's finalized the richest contract in NHL history. Here you go. Jared Max has it.
1 week ahead of the start of the 2025-26 NHL season, the Minnesota Wild announced the team has signed left wing Kirill Kaprizov to the richest contract in league history. The 28-year-old Russian got an 8-year extension that'll kick in next season worth $136 million. It's not only the NHL's richest contract in terms of total value, but also in annual salary at $17 million. In only 41 games last season, half a season missed because of injury, Kaprizov still totaled 25 goals and 31 assists. the former Calder Trophy winner, as NHL Rookie of the Year. Kirill Kaprizov is the Minnesota Wild's single-season record holder for goals, points, and power play goals. The Wild open their season next Thursday at St. Louis. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Tampa Bay Rays have a new owner. The Business Journal reports that Jacksonville real estate developer Patrick Zalupski recently closed the $1.7 billion deal. Former owner Stu Sternberg will retain a 10% stake in the team. No one from the Zalupski group has spoken publicly about their plans for the team or a new stadium.
Here's today's health news.
President Trump secures a deal with Pfizer intended to lower drug prices for Americans. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Under a deal reached between the Trump administration and Pfizer, the drug company will provide many of its drugs to the federal government at the same lower prices they're sold in Europe and other developed nations.
In terms of pricing, it's going to be great for Medicare, Medicaid. Social Security is going to be great for everything because your medicine costs are coming way down.
Announcing the deal in the Oval Office with top health officials, the president also launched Trump RX, a website where Americans will be able to buy drugs directly from drug makers. President Trump says additional agreements with other pharmaceutical companies are expected in the upcoming weeks. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And a new study shows that there is, I would argue unsurprisingly, a lot of sexual health advice on TikTok that's inaccurate. Researchers presented findings at an American Academy of Pediatrics meeting recently. They say more than 20% of sexual health-related TikTok posts created by non-medical people had inaccurate info, and say that 3% of videos done by medical professionals weren't even accurate. And this is also unsurprising, in my opinion. Researcher Angeli Cirillon says that topics related to abortion had a much higher rate of inaccuracy.
Madonna, speaking about her significant low period in her life surrounding her son Rocco. Michelle Polino has that story.
Madonna revealed a very dark period in her life on the On Purpose with Jay Shetty podcast, telling the host about when she was going through her divorce and subsequent custody battle with her ex-husband Guy Ritchie over their son Rocco. The singer said in part, "I actually contemplated suicide. I can't take this pain anymore," recalling she felt like they might as well just kill me as she faced the possibility of losing her son. The custody dispute began in 2015 when Rocco, then 15, refused to return to New York. The case was settled in 2016, allowing him to live with Guy Ritchie in London. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, an Arkansas egg producer recalling some of its product over salmonella concerns. Salmonella can really make you sick, I want to tell you.
That much is true. Yeah.
Really. Angelo Bavaro has the details.
Black Sheep Egg Company of Walnut Ridge, Arkansas, pulled products and notified direct customers about that recall of 12-count and 18-count cartons of free-range large brown eggs. That move coming after inspectors from the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, collected samples from a processing site and found 40 that were positive for salmonella bacteria. 7 different strains of salmonella were identified, including some known to cause human illness. Those eggs have best by dates of August 22nd through October 31st and were distributed to other companies in Arkansas and Missouri. Angelo Bavaro, Fox News.
All right, 5:45, 15 away from 6, slipping away the weekend. I mean, the afternoon. It really is, and thanks for having us on. We do appreciate that. Okay, Austin Price in. Looking at that weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, let's see what we got going on here. For starters, very happy to report that Three Mile Bridge, while it still has a wave of congestion if you're traveling southbound trying to head into Gulf Breeze, it is not nearly as severe as it had been.
That's
so
good.
Should break down over the course of the next 20 minutes or so. Also have some backups on Avalon Boulevard right as you're coming over the water, traveling southbound towards Tiger Point, so be on the lookout for that as well. Haven't seen any accident report in that area, but nonetheless, we'll treat it as if there was one. Let's see. We also have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, but that is also slowly but surely starting to break up. As for your weather, 83 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight, and over the course of the next few days, the highs are going to be pretty timid. They're actually going to drop gradually from 87 to 86 to 85. Once we get into your weekend, it's only going to be 84, but that's probably due in part to some rainfall chances.
Yeah, nice weather forecast, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Looking pretty good. Difference... Oh, there's a lot of difference in our forecast.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky.
I had to kind of step back from that one for a second, saying, well, not really. Yeah, we look good. The rest of the country, it's kind of iffy. The southeast continues to feel the minimal effects of Tropical Storm Imelda, while rain is expected to drench the northwest. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms along with gusty winds and coastal impacts continuing along the southeast coast as Imelda turns offshore. The system will move to the northeast and away from the U.S. over the next few days. Unsettled weather is in the forecast for the northwest and the Great Basin, and the unseasonably warm temperatures will hang around for the rest of the week for much of the plains and the Midwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, today is the last day to claim the $7,500 tax credit for a new electric vehicle. Boy, the business has been cranking to get under this wire. Jeff Locke is in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania with more.
The last day for that $7,500 tax break, and people have been flocking in. 146,000 EVs sold last month, but according to analyst Jessica Caldwell at Edmunds, that drunken buying binge could end with a big hangover.
After October 1st, I would say it's going to fall off, especially because there's been a lot of pull-ahead purchases. People that would have bought in October, November, December even, likely pulled ahead their purchases.
But there could be a way for Ford and GM to extend the benefits of the rebate. They could acquire any unsold EVs on dealer lots today and get that $7,500 credit, and then down the road, pass it along to consumers who would lease a vehicle. At John Kennedy Ford in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump today announcing an agreement with Pfizer to voluntarily sell its medications for less as his administration pushes to help link U.S. drug prices to cheaper ones sold abroad. Pfizer has agreed to take measures to reduce U.S. drug prices, including selling its existing drugs to Medicaid patients at the lowest price offered in other developed nations. Ford Motor CEO Jim Farley saying today he expects demand for all electric vehicles to be cut in half next month following the end of a federal tax incentive today. Farley said he wouldn't be surprised if sales of EVs fell from a market share of around 10 to 12% this month down to 5% after that incentive program ends. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow up more than 80 points, the S&P 500 added 27, and the NASDAQ gained 68. Crude oil futures for November are up slightly. They're below 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, it's the business of concert ticket sales. I can frame it like that, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Country singer Zach Bryan broke a concert attendance record at a Michigan stadium. It was a big one, too. Here's Michelle Polino.
Zach Bryan just made history as the first artist to ever play Michigan Stadium.
When I was a dragon.
Saturday night, he packed in 112,408 fans. That set a new record for the largest ticketed concert audience in U.S. history, according to promoter AEG Presents. The show with special guest John Mayer and support from Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman, plus Joshua Sloan, also shattered merch sales, pulling in $5 million. The previous record holder was George Strait, who drew 110,905 fans to Kyle Field in Texas. Michigan Stadium is the largest stadium in the country and the third largest stadium in the world. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Google searches related to mortgage help are increasing. According to a News Nation review of Google Trends data, search activity for help with mortgage hit the highest level in August since 2009. While the searches have increased, it is also noted that it doesn't directly reflect payment stress, as the inquiries also included people looking for help with mortgage applications and general guidance. Google's data also found that other warning signs, like searches for foreclosure, haven't increased and remain relatively low.
5:50, 10 away from 6, News Radio 92.3, DoorDash is launching a new method of delivery. And no, it's not the little dog bringing it underneath his head to your doorstep.
That would be pretty cool.
We're going to eliminate that one, but it is something almost to that degree.
Here's the DoorDash Dot is being tested in Tempe and Mesa, Arizona. The company claims it's the first commercial autonomous delivery robot that can seamlessly navigate bike lanes, roads, and sidewalks. Dot was developed by the DoorDash Labs team. It's nearly 5 feet tall with sensors and cameras. DoorDash says it's designed for quick deliveries and engineered for safety. Separately, DoorDash revealed a new feature, Going Out, that will take reservations and will offer rewards. Janique Hosoda, Fox News.
Gun clubs growing in popularity amid concerns about politically motivated violence. Here's the latest in the story from Los Angeles.
The mainstream media typically associates gun rights, gun ownership, gun violence with conservative, straight, white men. What is ignored, according to surveys, is double-digit growth in gun ownership among blacks, Hispanics, women, and now hundreds of chapters of liberal gun groups like the LGBTQ Pink Pistols, Progressive Shooters, the Liberals Gun Club, and some social media from the John Brown Gun Club in Los Angeles and the Socialist Rifle Club. And there's another far-left group, the Redneck Revolt, which advocates armed resistance.
All righty, just about 5:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get one final check of your roads and weather for you. Hopefully a pretty timid check, that is. We'll also get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you as well, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Come on.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Sky, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Sky, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games?
Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
Tap that app
to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Five, 55. News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Tap the News Radio app tomorrow. Starts at 5 a.m. Goes to 5 p.m. Go ahead and access the app. The registration page pops up on you. Fill it out. Orchestrate it. Austin picks the winner at 5:15. And the winner today was Don
Milton.
Milton. That's right.
Yeah. And as I said, 2-time winner now. I mean, good
is
for him.
A trophy for something like that?
I don't know. You know what? If he wins a third time, I may have to look into that. All right.
I still want to know where he buys his.
As I said, if you're a lottery guy, Don, let us know. Return the favor. Let us know where you get your lottery.
Absolutely. Okay, 5 before 6, Austin's in with the traffic and weather this afternoon.
Yeah, luckily only 2 spots giving us trouble, but the spots that are pretty notable. So we've got some issues still on 3 Mile Bridge. If you are traveling southbound trying to come into Gulf Breeze, also have some backups right where Avalon Boulevard travels southbound, meeting Gulf Breeze Parkway into Tiger Point area. Got backups on both streets there. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up at this time. And hopefully those spots will die down sooner rather than later. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Going to be some pretty timid highs over the next several days, creeping down starting tomorrow. And once we get into Saturday, it's going to be as low as 84. But that's mainly because we got some rainfall chances coming into play.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, an action star and model, a little bit of trouble here over his pets. Here's Michelle.
An arrest warrant has been issued for Fast and Furious star Tyrese Gibson after police say his four Cane Corso dogs killed a neighbor's pet in Atlanta. Fulton County Police confirmed the incident happened September 18th in Buckhead when the dogs attacked and killed a five-year-old King Charles Cavalier Spaniel named Henry. Officials say Gibson had been warned multiple times about his dogs running loose in the days before the attack. When asked to surrender the animals, police say Gibson refused, prompting a search and arrest warrant. Officers later found the dogs had been moved. In a statement, Gibson's lawyer said he extends his deepest condolences to the neighbor and has since rehomed the dogs. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, I don't know how much that means when the need for condolences could have seemingly been avoided.
And there needs to be actions.
Absolutely. Taken. On a more positive note here, you're in luck if you're single and live in Vermont. The website Woo-hoo. Privacy Journal says it's the safest state in the country for online dating. The site considered the number of reported romance scams, ID theft, fraud, sex offenders, STD reports per 100,000 population. Maine, New Hampshire, Iowa, and Kentucky took the next four spots. As for the most dangerous states to online date in, they were named as Nevada, Alaska, oddly enough, and Georgia.
Boy, you sure can learn how to lie when you do those things, you know? Yeah, just look how pretty I am, you know, and
right.
That's not really the case all the time. Glenn Powell has a new series and a new look. Here it is.
Chad Powers is a new Hulu comedy that sees Glenn Powell as Russ Holiday, a fallen college football star who can't seem to get over a career low point that destroyed his future in football.
That was one hell of a performance. You take your helmet off.
I'm going to leave it on.
Why?
You know, in this helmet, I feel strong.
Mm-hmm. In an effort to get back in the game, he disguises himself with a wink and a nod to Mrs. Doubtfire as Chad Powers to make a comeback, a talented oddball who walks onto the field of the struggling South Georgia Catfish to become the hero once again. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the television show This Old House airing a new season, which focuses on homes across western North Carolina, which were damaged in Hurricane Helene. The PBS Home Improvement show says it began filming in January and will wrap up filming next month for the season titled Carolina Comeback. The season's first episode aired last week and will continue to air weekly through November 13th.
Okay, country music award show has gone from three hosts to one. Can you say Lainey Wilson?
Lainey Wilson is taking center stage at this year's CMA Awards. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than hosting the show solo, becoming just the third woman to do so, following Dolly Parton in 1988 and Reba McEntire in 1991. The November 19th broadcast will air live from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena on ABC and stream the next day on Hulu. Wilson, who co-hosted last year with Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning, has won 9 Country Music Association Awards in the past 3 years, including Female Vocalist of the Year 3 times straight. This year, she leads the field with 6 nominations, alongside Ella Langley and Megan Maroney. Zach Topp has 5 nominations, and Riley Green and Cody Johnson has 4. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Don't forget Bands on the Beach tonight, 7 o'clock, with Brandon Giles playing on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. Be sure and bring those lawn chairs, beach chairs, and blankets. Pets and glass, not allowed. Okay, more information and news coming up in 12. This is News Radio 92.3.
2.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.